I think we had a picnic, ate some sandwiches, and then continued the walk. You walk down another 2 or 3 miles until you reach the Needles, which are some spectacular rocks standing out in the sea, very spectacular. And then we walked down to a place called Alun Bay, where there's a car park and bus stops, and took a bus back home. Why is the place so beautiful? I think it's particularly beautiful because it's such an unspoiled area. It's protected. It's all very green, and although it's quite steep, it's easy to walk on. And all in all, it's a wonderful day out. Good exercise, fresh air, fantastic views, and very, very relaxing.
Thank you. Do you think you'll ever go there again?
I think so. Yes, probably. I'd like to.
And have any of your friends visited this place?
I'm not sure. Possibly, but not with me.
Track 21. Unit 5. Speaking. Exercise 2.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about Tennyson Down, which is a large, steep hill not very far from where I live in the south of England. You have to walk up it. You walk quite a long way up, about 1 mile or 2 miles, until you get to the top, where there are these fantastic views across the sea in all directions. You can see all around the island. At the top of the hill, there's this wonderful stone column. It's a memorial to a famous British poet. I've been there. I think perhaps the last time was a few years ago. I went with my family, my parents and my sister. We walked up there. It was a lovely sunny day and there weren't too many people around. The weather was quite warm. We could see for perhaps 20 miles and then once you're up at the top, actually, we sat down and